Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 19th, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about chaos in the Movement for Democratic Change, or MDCT.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can also find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a possible split in the Movement for Democratic Change, once led by the late Moken Tsvangirai.
Vice President Thokozani Kuphe has indicated that she wants to break away from the MDCT faction led by another Vice President, Nelson Chamisa, who she says seized the post of President without following the party's constitution.
Chamisa was endorsed by two critical organs of the party as the president of the MDCT soon after the death of Mr. Tsvangirai. But Ms. Kuphe does not want to hear any of that, saying Chamisa forcibly grabbed the post of MDCT president.
Will the party split as in the past? Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook page, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Ibambe mahlebe zulu lingalithola njani lapho khona kona ngapho thina lapha ke lo wande siyaphila ye utabe kutwini sizwile ukuthi uma Kuphe uyachinga khona ukudlala lapha ngikhuluma ke ngonkosazana Thokozani Kuphe we MDCT uthi yena lokhe enguye ozibambe esidukwini kona ngale ku MDCT. Njengoba lo wangenayo umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi ungazani ke wangena ngendlela engayisiyo, so uthi ke uChamisa wephula isisekelo sombuso webandla leMDCT. So ngalokho ke uthi sebona ngazani sokwisikhathi sokuthi achaye phansi ukuthi asuke sibili kubandla leli, kumbe abe khona engani phakathi kwebandla kodwa engasasebenzi lo mnumzana uChamisa. So likubona njani khonokho sokusenzakala kubandla leMDCT ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu? Ye, kunjalo ke baba Wande.
Dube nyayari panapa yanetsai zvinorwadzisa chaizvo kuona zvinhu zviri kuitika muMDC. Nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya namamiriro akaita zvinhu muMDC, umo mune makakatwana okurwira utungamiri hwebato iri kubva zvashaika president webato iri vaMoken Tsvangirai. Muzvare Kuphe vari kuratidza zvekuti vafunga zvekuti dene vatora zvavogwara ravo vari vega, nokuti vari kuti havasi kuda kushanda nevanhu vanoita zvemhirizhonga, vanorova vamwe, vanoita zvakawanda wanda. Saka vanoita zvekuti vakuda kuratidza kuti dene vangu mira zvavo vari vega, pachinamo zvekuti vashande negurupu nebato riri kutungamirwa navachamisa. Zvese izvi zvava kupinza pfungwa dzakawanda muvanhu. Havachanzwisisa kuti bato ravo richiri rimwe chete here, kana kuti raakunopatsanuka futi zvarakamboita makore maviri mashomani anapfuura. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiuda kuti titarise nhasi tione kuti chii chiri kunetsa, uyezve kuti zvingapedzeswa sei. Hapana imwe nzira here yekuti vanhu ava vataurirane vaite zvinhu zvavo vari pamwe chete? Dube,
we are told that Ms. Thokozani Kuphe and the other guys in the MDC led by Mr. Chamisa are actually talking as we speak right now. So there are indications that maybe there could be a breakthrough, you know, so that the two factions may work together. We're not quite sure about how this is going to shape up, but indications are that they're really talking. Yeah, since we're talking about the abantu basandukuse lindaba besithi kukhanya ngazani umnumzana uChamisa longkosazana Thokozani Kuphe bakhulumisana ngodaba lolu. So singazi kuti bazachova kuze kufike nini. Kwoti makupe enoti ayisefuna kuchapanzi. Kasafuni ke Mr. Wandikonoko kwenzakalayo. So ke we have got Miss Kupe, we have got a video. Maybe we can play it so that people can actually listen. It's in Ndebele. We are going to try by all means to translate it. So let's listen and hear the video.
Sithethwa ukuthi sizokhuluma ngezinto ezenzakala ebandleni lethu kudlakela lolu abantu abalibonile sichaye ebuyera sichaye emahofisini wabo obulawayo sibe singasavunyela ukuthi senze imhlangano so sesithe bakithi sokukwanile sokwanele lathi sesithe kungcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi siyazihambela lathi sothi ngokuthi akuna muntu oyalelwayo so namhla sibuyele sazodeclare lapho ukuthi asingeke sisebenze labantu abanodlakeni asingeke sisebenze labantu abafuna ukuthi bethathe amandla besebenzisa udlakeni asisoze sisebenze labantu abathi kabafuni kubuswa ngumuntu ongumhlobo lo kumbe ngumuntu ongumama asisoze sisebenze labantu abanjalo sifuna abantu abahlonipha idemocracy abantu abahlonipha izisekelo zombuso abantu abangaladlakeni abantu abazabona ukuthi sonke siyahloniphana ukwenzela ukuthi singathathazani kusasa
kule sinqumo esesiyenziweyo ayikhohla kobulawayo bathiwena usavunyelwa ukusebenzisa amahofisi uthini ngakho
ihofisi yevotayo yini bantu benkosi ihofisi kayivoti abantu babavotayo ungazi ukuthi kangisavunyelwa ukusebenzisa ihofisi namuhla lapha sibuye sazokhuluma ukuthi hhayi bo sokwanele asingeke ngokuthi labantu abasehofisini nabantu abanodlakela yibo abantu akade besitshaya thina sesithe hhayi sesesihlukana labantu abasitshayayo lathi sizibonele sihambe lathi phambili sibone siyahlangana kubhalo lokho.
That is Ms. Thokozani Kupe. She's really, really furious about what is going on in the MTC. For those that don't understand, Ndebele here is exactly what she said. I'll try to translate as much as possible. So she's saying that, you know, she cannot longer work with people that she has deemed to be very violent. Now, she's directly referring to Mr. Nelson Chamisa and his group. And she went on further to say that, they were evicted from an office in Bulawayo, where the High Court actually ruled that they cannot occupy that office. So she says it doesn't matter whether they do have an office or not. An office does not vote at all. So she doesn't care about it. So then she went further to talk about, you know, working on her own. So meaning that the MTC faction is actually pulling out of this other faction led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. So at the end of the day, as we hear right now, they are still talking, but Ms. Kupe is saying, I'm just leaving. So that's exactly where we are right now, Wande.
Mshare Kupe vari kuti avasha kwanisa kuti varamba vachishanda navanhu vanoita zvemhirizhonga. Saka vari kuratidza kuti vava kuda kutanga kana kuti kutora gwara ravo vega. Zvinoreva kuti kana zvadodaro saizvozvo podoita mativi maviri mubato iri. Asi chimwe chatanzwa hatisatawana ruzivo rwakawanda pamusoro pazvo tangozvinzwawo iko zvino zvinezvi saka hatina zvatingakwanisa kukudzira zvakawanda ndezvekuti pane kutauriranwa kuri kuitika izvozvi zvatakagara pano tichitaura kuti mativi maviri aya vari kuedza kuti kuda pamwe vangawana pamwe common ground vanganzwisisana kuti zvinhu zvisaramba zvichikanganisika kusvika pazvasvika apa saka tinongoramba takatarisira kuti tinzwe kuti chii chinoitika ipapa apa nokuti ndinoona sokuti vanhu vazhinji vanoda kuziva kana kuona kuti bukairi bato iri rirambe riri pamwe chete vachiita zvinhu zvese pamwe chete ndo zvatiri kuona kana tikateerera zvinotaurwa navanhu saka tirongoramba takatarisa zvatinge tanzwa tichakutaurira idhuve.
So we are happy that we are joined right now by Mr. Witness Dube. He is Ms. Kupe's advisor. So Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So we had Ms. Kupe is speaking right now about her intentions. You know, she was interviewed in Bulawayo yesterday and indicated that she's going it alone. So tell us exactly where she stands in this matter.
Well, to say it, that she's going it alone, it's close to what the position that she has taken. The position is that Dr. Kupe has been trying for quite a while now to make sure that the party remains on the path that it was formed for. That is a party of being an alternative to the ZANU-PF government, where constitutionalism, where democracy, where there is no exercise of any vices such as, segregation of people that we've been seeing in the party. So she has been trying for quite a while now to say these are the values, this is the culture of the party, and this is what the party was formed for. If you remember, from the time that MTC started to discuss the issue about the alliance up to today and the kind of violence that has been taking the party. So, precisely, it seems those attempts have failed to bring out any kind of fruit to make sure that the party stays true to its founding values and objectives. So, what she has then decided to do now is to make sure that those members of the party that are true to the founding values and the objectives of the party have got an expression and a way of doing exactly what the party was formed for. And this is what she communicated clearly in the meeting in Ulawa yesterday, to say, I will now lead those members on a new path, on a continuation of what the party was formed for. And it is now the choice of the other party or the other section of the members that have decided to follow the constitution, as it were.
So is still the MTCT or is MTC something? MTCK or MTCT Dokozani? You know, what is it going to be called?
It's still the MTC because she is the congressionally elected deputy president who, according to the constitution of the party, mm-hmm. is the acting president of the party. Regardless of, all the political machinations and chicanery that we've seen in the last few months, that doesn't change the fact that the 2014 Congress bestowed leadership on the late President Tsvangirai and her to be the person who is second in charge of the party and who is supposed to be the person taking the reins of the party under the unfortunate circumstances that we find ourselves today, where we lost our founding president of the party. So she is still the president of the party, mm-hmm. and that in fact cannot be overtaken by any political chicanery or mischief that has happened, regardless of which front it comes from.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube, and stay on the line. We actually invited the other faction to come and, discuss this issue here, and hopefully we are going to get them, but right now the phones are not going through. Ms. Tabita Kumalo, if you are hearing me, can you actually open your phone so that we can get in touch with you? I know that your phone had a problem earlier on. So we are joined by another guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Sibanda, nyaya izi dziri kuramba dzichienderera mberi uye zvenguva yesarudzo ichisombera paduze nepaduze. Munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi? Zvinoreva chinyi uye zvesei zvichiitika nenguva inoiyi?
Ndinofunga kuti nguva yazviri kuitika ndiyo nguva isina kumira zvakanaka, uye iri kuita kuti vana venyika yemuZimbabwe varasikirwe nenguva yekuti vangadai vachigadzirisa kuti paitwe sarudzo ine mapato akati simbei achikwikidza bato reZANU-PF ririvo rinotonga. Ndinofunga kuti dai vatungamiri veMDC vafunga kugara pasi vakataurirana kuti vangaite sei kuti vafambidzane ivo nevamwe vavo vari mapato anopikisa aya, kuitira kuti pasaite kupasanuka pasarudzo dziri kutevera idzi mwedzi mishoma iri kutevera.
Munoona sekuti Kana makatarisa mativi maviri wayaya. Rimwe divi rine vanhu vakati wande, rimwe divi rine vanhu vakati vashoma. Asi tinonzwa vamwe vachiti nyaya iri kunetsa apa haisiri yemutemo, irimo kuva on the political side, ndokuti vanhu vakamira sure kwoumwe mutungamiri vakawanda kupfuura umwe. Munofunga kuti zvingatambirwa izvozvo?
Ndinofunga kuti nyaya idzodzo dziri mbiri dzinofambirana. Nyaya dzekuti vatevedzeri vemutungamiri vakawandisa sei inova iri nyaya yakakosha zvikurusa pakutarisira kuti muchigadzirira sarudzo. Tinofanirwa kuziva kuti munhu watsvi kuisa mberi uyu ndiye uchawana mavhoti akawandisa uye unogona kukunda bato ratinenge tichikwikwidzana naro. Asi nyaya yekutevedzera mutemo zve kuti maitiro atinoita zvinhu zvedu sebato anofanirwa kunga ari ekuti ari kutevedzera mutemo yedu toita zvinhu nemazvo akakosha, nekuti vanosarudzwa vanozotonga pavanotonga vanozodawo kuti tinoda kuti vatizive kuti vanotevedzera mutemo nemazvo panguva dzose. Saka handifungi kuti nyaya idzodzo dzopangutaugwanga dzakasiyana. Kuti pane imwe yakakosha kukunda imwe, tinofanira kutsvaga kuti tione kuti tingaite sei savanhu kuti tiite zvinhu zvese izvozvo zviri zviviri panguva imwe chete.
Dr. Swanda is saying that it's terrible timing that the MDC should get into such squabbles at this particular point, especially with only a few months to go before the elections. He's urging both sides to sit down and really thresh this thing out and talk it out to avoid the splitting the party. But he's saying that the issue of the political side of the issue and the legal side of the issue should not be taken separately because they are the same in a way. It is important that the following should be noticed. Who has a larger following is very important. But on the other hand, he's also emphasizing the fact that everything that they do should be done within the confines of the constitution of the party, which makes quite a lot of sense.
Yes, let's take a caller here on the line. Slova Mbangazita. Mbangazita, how are
you? How are you doing?
Siapila kulu, pose la kuwa.
Yebo baba, niabunga mpela. Yazi ukari kukuluma ya ita uluchi. Ita kulu mzapigisa, eva ntu inibesi ndibili. Katiasi nga liviza umakuma rogaji. Into abayikhuluma ukuthi amaNdebele bayijayele ukuthi bathanda ukucasha omunye lanxa iqiniso lisegcekeni yosemuthi-endisi. Kodwa ngiyakunanzelela ukuthi isisekelo se-NDC sithi Thokozani abe nguye ngoyayesizathathe wabeka eceleni le ngoba kwasekukhangeleli ukuthi iNdebele lizasondela. Laba abantu bavele basifungela kudala ukuthi vele kabafuni kukhokhelwa ngamaNdebele. Kodwa thina abantu bakithi bayathenga oyedwa ukuthi amele inkulumo enjenganeleyo, ngoba kakhangala kathesi ithabita bamnile ithabita ngambuza kathesi kasoze akhulume into isisekelo sabo sigini. Abantu besindebeleni sebekuthethe kathesi ukuthi Joseph bakhampelela uChamisa, kodwa iChamisa ngalo utshe lithokozana ukuthi li-distact lathi sibazile ngamagugulawundi, lathi nasingathi amasho ngamagugulawundi amandebele ngama-distact pho sihlangana ngaphi? Iko mina ngingakhuthaza ukuthi umakhuphi nga silenye ihlanganiso mapho i-MRP ngayazingena i-MRP sivele sihle sizikhethele ama-NPD nje singamaNdebele sisodwa, ngoba into yethu lesishoneni vele kayinamakhelane ngaphandle kokuthi thina bafuna ukuthi seyizichaka zabo. Ngaba izichaka zabo sinonumber one lapho basithanda okuzwayo, kodwa singathi lathi sesifuna ukukhokhela sebeqalisa ukuzodwa. Angiboni ukuthi ukuchamisa ufanele uba lapha uba lapho ngenxa yokuthi ngoba uliyana umthethele evele edilisi NDC. UThokozani futhi wakuhambanisa uChankraya siyakufa kube neceni kaChankraya, kodwa ekwazi ukuthi uChankraya lifika uChankraya ivele kafuni amaNdebele ngeyowakulungisa khona ukuthi i-NDC ayichithe uthiye ichithe ngaboma ngoba kade ngafuni ukuthi iNdebele ngisale into le bayayikhulumisa nabantu bezame ukuthi basifuni laphela ukuthi abasifuni ikho bantu besiNdebele asiphumeni entweni le. Kula bantu bangalungiswa kwabamileyo kwabantu besiNdebele abamileyo ngokuthi uChamisa ngobani phakathi kwethu esibize ekuthi ngama-distinct.
So that is Mbangazita. He's got a lot of issues to say here. One of them is that he says, you know, the scheme of things in the MTC is Mr. Tswangirai left a party that was really struggling to come together. Because according to him, Mr. Tswangirai didn't want the very person to lead the MTC. So he says that's why he ended up having two vice presidents who were going to be deputies together with Thokozani Kuphe. So he's urging people from the region that is Matabeleland to think about such issues, because he's really angry, you know. So he says, well, time has come for people not to follow such things. So I don't know what our commentators are going to say. But let's cross over to Mr. Witness Dube. Mr. Dube, so we are told that Owamanje liyakhulumisana. Kule nkulumo ezikhona esingazaziyo thina ngasese ngale. Likhuluma ngani tu?
I think kulumo bezi siba kuzike zaba khona amaviwo nalathi vele. But okwakhathesi njengoba umama uMakhuphe ePaulini kwabasobala izolo emhlanganweni. Osokukhona asekubonile ukuthi kwenzakale ukuthi iphathi sokumele ukuthi ilungiselele ukuya ku-Extraordinary Congress eyiyezaxazula yonke lento. Ngoba nxa sikhulunywa inkulumo lezinto ekade sikhona ukuthi besofrize isikhathi njalo sokusenza ukuthi iphathi ibilokhu ikhangele ngaphakathi, kukanti ukhetho kayisilolo sidilo ukhetho phakathi kukamama uMakhuphe umnumzane Charles. Ukhetho luphakathi kokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bale ukhetho okumele balwenze. Ukhetho iphathi abayibona ukuthi izaphatha okwehlukeneyo kulezana lephathi ezaphatha njengezana. So khona lokho kumele kuxazulwe i-Extraordinary Congress. So nje kungekudala ubaba u-Obisgood uzakuphawula ukuthi kahle kahle ilanga eselitholakile eselivunyile neyiphathi ngokukhokhela kwamama udokotela uKhuphe yiliphi ukuthi abantu bayehlangana ngalelo langa bakhethe-ke umkhokheli babeke izimiso zebandla akubafuna ukuthi ziqhubekisele ibandla phambili zisiya ekhethweni kuphele nje yonke lemsindo nokuba abantu bezingeleza bebhoda ndawonye njalo becasha neminwe into beyikhangele nje ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi kulokukhulunyisana phela bekumele ukuthi kube isixazululo sokuthi iphathi ibuyela esikweni layo ibuyela embonweni wayo wenza ukuthi bekhona ngoba simele sicabanga ukuthi iphathi le yavela kuzisebenzi yaya ku-constitutional assembly yasisiba yiphathi. So yonke into eyenziwa yiphathi le kumele bebevasisa kuyenzakala ukuthi iphathi le iyazibeka esigabeni sokuthi izakuba ngugovernment kumbe nguhulumende ozakwenza ukuthi kutholakale imisebenzi kusetshenzwe kuhle. Kuyikuthi abatshala imali bayaba nesisuthiseko ukuthi bangatshala imali elizweni leZimbabwe. Akula kuhle ukuguqulwa kwemithetho kumbe ukungalandelwa kwemithetho okuzabaphambanisa.
Yes, so singathi ke Dube, yeah, Dube, briefly civil, singathi ama-talks are off, vela wakho.
Ama-talks akusela ama-talks azaba khona ngoba ama-issues izindaba kade kuxoxwa ngazo zisezijikeleze sigabadinye okwesikhathi eside. Ngakho-ke umama uKhuphe sebenzisa-ke amandla awaphiwa i-Congress ka-2014 yokuthi nguye okumele akhokhele nxa ubaba uTswangirai engekho noma ngasiphi isizathu, okuyikho kwisikhathi esingasekhombe isizathu sokuthi sithile. Umama sephawule ukuthi sokumele iphathi ye-Extraordinary Congress ngakho ke ubaba uguduza sanzisa ngamalanga lawo ukuthi ekhothi ngeCongress kumele yenziwe ngaliphi ilanga ukwenzela ukuthi abantu kube yibo abagqiba leyo ndawo iphele ngoba into yaleyabona ukuthi bekulento yama-National Council angathathiyo ukuthi abebizwa njani ngobani esemthethweni kuhamba njani kuzafika abantu bazafika ngomva kwemini bathi kunje kunje but i-Extraordinary Congress ibiza wonke amalungu okumele enze izinqumo eziphezulu zebandla
Yes, I was a call about Dube. So what Mr. Dube is saying is that, you know, as things stand right now, talks are off, you know. Mm. Unlike what we are hearing, says no, the talks are off. They've been talking, going like a merry-round, you know, like, you know, nothing is happening. Maybe. So he says they are going to call an extraordinary Congress to actually finalize this issue. Like he's saying the National Council and the National Executive of the MTCT convened illegal meetings to endorse Chamisa as the leader of the party. So he says that that's where they stand. Now Ms. Kupe is doing what she's supposed to do as the acting president of the party. So yes.
Mr. Dure, we read somewhere that Dr. Kupe is already courting an alliance with Mrs. Mujuru. Is that true at all?
That is speculation. What Dr. Kupe said is that this is a pursuant to the resolutions of the 2014 Congress that this the MPCT party shall have a big tent philosophy of accommodating everyone and even to the other legal resolutions of the National Council of the MPC that we believe were not tainted. Pursuant to those, the MPC, as she leads it right now as acting president, is still open to talks with value-adding alliances. You remember the bone of contention over this MTC alliance that today is actually at the center of all this misunderstanding in the party was that it was done in the cover of darkness and the actual document and the actual agreement of the alliance was done by the secretariat and never subjected to the wisdom of the constitutionally elected organ of the party, which is the National Council. So it was done by the secretariat and forced down the party itself.
Mm.
And because of that, it escaped due processes of scrutiny to make it inclusive, to add wisdom to it, so that it becomes a value-adding concept. So she has said that the party will still remain open to value-adding election-winning alliances. So in that regard, Mentor is also one of the persons who is a political player in the opposition, as well as any other person that just people speculating could have mentioned. Any person at all who is not an PF is actually in the reach of the MTC to stretch out a grand coalition of opposition parties.
Okay, Mr. Dure, we'll come back to you in a little while. Tine munhu pa phone apa vagoronga muripo here?
Hello.
Vagoronga makadi nenyu?
Ndiwa gurajena ndiripo wangu makadi.
Oh gurajena. Okay. Sorry chaizo. Sorry ndinorombo. Tibatsirevo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Mazvite baba. Chekutanga ndinoda kuti kuna vakupe, maikupe. Na vachamisa kana vakateerera vanhu vava ndingangoti nevatungamiriri vese vari kuita nezvematongerwo enyika simba ravo riri kwatiri nekuti kuti vanzi vatungamiriri kuvhoterwa nesu saka chinhu chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti kana vachiita zvinhu zvavo ngavasatitora sevana vadiki kana kuti ivo vakanyanya kudzidza kutidarika semanzira atinoita tinonzwa kunzi mai kupe vakanga vasingawirirani nenyaya yealliance kubva pekutanga navatsvangirai vakanzi vakava nemisangano yakati wandei yavanga vachibhoikota vasingaindi vatsvangirai vazoshayika vatanga kuita manyamamire nerongo womuwanira nekuku muwanira nekuku tine tariro yekuti kana ivo vanga vane zvichemo zvavainazvo ngavachidzokedzana ivo navachamisa vakadaro vaite zviri mugwara racho ravari kuti ndogwara rakanaka voita zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti zvekuti vakakatirana vachikakatirana vachingatichirova mutoriri kuti chivateerera saizvozvoka hazvisizvo zviri mura yedu tinogona kufarisa tikavarasisa tikatovhotera futi kana iyo ZANU-PF yacho
aiwa mazvita chaizvo namashoko enyu yes Dube
tinovakumbira kuti kana vachiita zvinhu zvavo kaopposition tichitarisira chaizvo kuti pamukuda tingaita zvinhu zvakanaka ngavanzwisise kuti zvinhu idya ivo havashamisiri ende havasi vanotungamira vanotungamira tichi tisinovatungamidza saka ngavatiitirewo zvinhu zvakanaka zvakarongeka ndozoda kuuya kuhama dzangu dzabva mukutaura dzechingerere ndiri kurwadziwa zvikurusa nekuramba pachitaurwa nyaya yeguku rahwindi nekuramba pachitaurwa nyaya yekuti isu manderere kuchiri kuva primitive kuramba muchitaura zvemarudzi this is zimbabwe we are one ngatiti kana paita dambudziko ngatitaurei zvedambudziko kwete kuti isu manderere isu takazodii isu takazodii we are one hakuna rudzi rwakakosha muno munyika kana kusina kukosha but ngativakei nyika sevana vezimbabwe kwete kuramba vachingotaura zveguku rahundi zvechii there are so many things zvakaitika izvi kumashona zvinototirwadzawo nesuwo zvinodarika izvozvo saka ivo vakaramba vozviita sekuti ndorwavarumbo pastation pastudio 7 zveguku rahundi zvinopedzisira zvisingatatirwadzi ende hatichazokwanisi kuchema navo panyaya iyo saka ngavarege kuramba vachingoita sekuti inovarwadzaiwo vega
aiwaesinotorwadziwa ta mashoko anyu tamanzwa zvikuru tinotenda chaizvo Dube the gentleman here the first thing that he wanted to he clarified is that talking on the tribal issue that the Ndebele people should not always think that whenever there is a problem they bring in the Guku Rahundi and all the other things, all the bad things that happened, because if there are problems we must solve those problems as a nation, not as a tribe. And he is also sending a message to both Dr. Kupe and Chamisa not to take people for fools, because the people are the ones who have the power to support them or not to support them. And he also says that from before even Mr. Tsvangirai fell seriously ill, Dr. Kupe was not in agreement with Mr. Tsvangirai. So now that Mr. Tsvangirai is gone, the onus is on her to try to bridge the gap between herself and other people who see things differently instead of pulling in one direction on her own.
We've got people that are sending messages on Facebook, and one of them, Mulotu Maspanda, is says to Tin, uti bona vabhizi besilwa bedlephana u-ed uqhuba umsebenzi then busani mbuso ntini says Makupe rejected the MTC alliance many months back, so how can she be expected to lead a unified MTCT? Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu says uyitshayele kakhulu umbakazita. Then busani mbuso ntini writes, was it because of one being Ndebele or simply not capable to lead, referring to Miss Kupe there? Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu says, call me now, you guys. Then Simanginkosi, Miss Tompofu says, I'm watching you guys from Cape's, that is Haverun in Botswana. And then let's get back to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. So, Dr. Sibanda, we saw that at the weekend, you know, the two factions were actually playing around with numbers. You know, that some were claiming we had 10,000 people, you know, behind us at Mkoba or you know, in Bulawayo. Is there anything that we can, infer to say if ever you've got so many people, you are likely to be the leader of the MDC, or you are likely to take the MDC to the polls in a good way?
No. I think that the idea that you can run institutions and you can run organizations based on the dictatorship of the majority, or the presumption that there's a majority that somebody holds, and therefore that person becomes a legitimate leader of a political organization or any organization without following the laid down procedures of any organization, is certainly misplaced and doesn't represent a thought along the lines of a democratic process or moving towards a democracy. In fact, instead of making people more comfortable in a candidate or in a candidature, people should be scared about such machinations and such insinuations, because countries and nations in the 21st century are led on the basis of principle, process, procedure, and law. And the idea of a state itself is based upon a social contract where everybody agrees to be led by a certain individual or certain groups of people on the basis that those people will deal with everyone as equals,
and will follow processes such that no one can be judged unfairly because the majority thinks that they need to be judged. No one can be treated wrongly because the majority thinks they should be treated wrongly. So I think that the whole thing around numbers is in fact neither here nor there in terms of the political process and shows quite a serious lacking in the leadership, both on the side of Dr. Kube and on the side of Advocate Chamisa. Because throwing those numbers into the discussion itself shows that they are not willing to sit down and be honest with each other about what the real issues are. But look, I think that it misses the point and it's wrong. As I have said elsewhere, I think that the real issues are being skated around here. And people are using numbers as a way to avoid talking about what they should talk about. And unless they begin to talk about what they need to be talking about, they certainly will not agree on anything, because what they're doing now is childish, in my view, in the sense that it is a show of strength. It is one person saying, look, I've got so much strength and you've got so much strength. Come on, let's fight. They should stop talking about, come on, let's fight. Get onto the table and think about the country. Put their country forward. Put the need for democracy in Zimbabwe forward. Understand that all these things that are now coming in, issues of tribes and so forth, are coming in because of a failure of leadership. These subjects shouldn't be discussed at this moment if we have effective leadership. And I call upon both sides to begin to be leaders, to understand what is possible, what is not possible, to understand what they can and what they can't do. One of the wisest things a human being can do is to understand the limits of their own engagement. I think Dr. Kube needs to understand the limits of her own engagement, and Advocate Chamisa needs to understand the limits of his numbers. There are limits to these things, and none of them will get 100% out of this, success out of this, unless they all find each other for the sake of the country.
Thank you so much, Wande. I guess we've got a caller, so let's take the caller and then we'll get another guest.
Mukoma Pearson, Muripo area. Mukoma Pearson, Muripo Dinza.
Ndiri kukunzwai makadi zenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani kwakadi iko kujoni kwa muri uko.
Joni kuri nani kutambura baba.
Aiwa nyika yese tibatireo na mashoko panyaya inoneta iyi.
Ini mavonero angu ndinoona sokuti Mai Kube vasika.
Taurai
kuti. Muri kundinda.
Ndiri kukunzwai taurai zenyu.
Ndinoona sokuti Mai Kube dai vanga vari munhu wakachenjera vadzokera muna vamwe. Ende ava Mai Kube vakagara vakabva kubva vatsangirai vasati vashayika. Vanga vasingachavuyi kumusangano weMDC, but ike zvino vanozviti mutungamiri weMDC pachii vasingavuyi kumusangano. Saka dai vanga vari mumwe munhu akachenjera vaidzoka kune vamwe votaurirana, hapana chisingataurirano chinopera. Vaitaurirana zvinhu zvogadziriswana zvakanaka mupati, kwete kuita zvavari kuita. Kana vakapuwa mari kana vakadini, hai.
Aiwa, tiri kuzvinzwa chaizvo, tiri kuzvinzwa zvamataura. Mr. Pearson here is saying that in his opinion, Dr. Kube has lost direction, and that she must go back to the others, to the group that they formed together, and do things with the others, because she started showing this behavior long before Mr. Tsvangirai passed away, of not coming to meetings as an expression of her dissatisfaction with certain policies or whatever was going on. And that, but now things are different because Mr. Tsvangirai is not there, and she must stay with the other people to have a better impact within the organization. Yes.
Mr. Witness Dube, can we have an immediate reaction from you? We'll give you 1 minute to react to that.
Yeah, thank you. So that, you know, the issue doesn't keep coming up. It's a total misinformation that, one, Dr. Kube was not coming to MTC meetings, and, two, that she was actually not in agreement with President Tsvangirai on anything. If I may set the record straight, Dr. Kube was acting president of the party immediately before Vice President Mzuri took over in January.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Kupe was always in touch with President Tsvangirai. At least the last such time they spoke was on the 28th of January,
mm-hmm.
2018. What people must understand is that Dr. Kupe raised issues with President Tsvangirai openly and wanted those issues tabled for discussion. So
mm-hmm.
the fact that it was public knowledge that she was raising some issues, principally the issue to do with the alliance, to say the document, the agreement with the other parties to work together in an election,
mm-hmm.
the agreement is framed in such a way that it is not a value-adding strategy to the party itself, because it was desecrating the party in its strongest areas. While importing, candidates from other parties who were not really going to change our fortunes in those areas. This was their argument. And the big problem about it is that it was never discussed and reached by the party itself. And if I may also mention that, for instance, in Bulawayo, the last time that MDCT as a party had an open program is in 2016. The one that we had this weekend is the first one since 2016 when this alliance thing broke out. So you can see that the alliance had actually neutralized the party in many aspects. So people have been fed a lot of misinformation about the relationship between President Tsvangirai and Dr. Kupe. But these are people that have worked together in the same office since 2006. And perhaps it's not coincidental that the differences between them became public knowledge after the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. I had given you 1 minute. It's okay. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Now we're joined by Dr. Chanai Masia. Dr. Masia is a professor of government and public management here in USA. Dr. Masia, he's in South Africa. Dr. Masia, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Dr. Masia? Are you there, Dr. Masia? Can you hear me? I think we've got a deadline there. So maybe let's go to Dr. Spanda, and then we try to fix Dr. Masia's number. So let's go to Nkululeko Spanda.
Dr. Spanda, pashika nyaya apa, imumu nona sokuti panga gajrika zakanaka ere, well enough yokuti nyaya bokairi riende kubu kusarudzo rakabatana. Munoona sokuti zviri kuitika izvi zvingakwanisa kupedziwa muchinguva chasara yacho chishomanana.
Ndinofunga kuti vana vana zvavanogona kuita kusara kwekuti vataudzane vaende musarudzo vakabatana vasina kuita zvavari kuita izvi zvekuti hanzi mumwe akuda kuita pakapo mumwe pakapo vachirwira bato kudai. Ndinofunga
mm-hmm.
kuti vakasadaro zvichavanetsa kuenda mberi kana vakasabudirira musarudzo. Kana kuri kuti havana kubudirira musarudzo, pane vamwe vachanzi ndo vakakanganisa zvinhu. Saka ndinoda kuti vanhu ivavo dai vafunga nguva ichiripo kuti ngavasade kuzovengwa nenyika yese vachinzi ayo wakata iva nemukana mukatamba nawo mukautambisa nekuti makati no taakuda kupatsanidza vanhu nepakati. Izvo ndofunga kuti zvinova zvinhu zvakangwara kuti vanhu vangadai vatanga kuzvifunga izvezvi tisati tapedza nyaya yesarudzo iyi. Nguva yekutaudzana yakawandisa nokuti nyaya iri pano haisi nyaya hombe. Nyaya iri pano ndo nyaya yekuti dai patariswa kuti vanhu ivava vabvunzana mubvunzo wekuti kuti nyika ibudirire, kuti pasarudzo ino bato redu ribudirire, chinoda kuitwa ndechipi? Nokuti kana tinopegwa kuziva kuti chiri mutemo wakanaka, kasi mutemo unotsurwa nevanhu. Kana vanhu vadaro vatyora mutemo, tinobva tatarisa kuti zviri nani kuti tiite kuitira kuti tifambire mberi ndezvipi. Tozoti kana tava pachinhano chiri nani, totidzokazve pamutemo pai, togadzirisa panogadzirisika, toregedza pasingagadzirisike. Uyezve kuti mugadzirise nyaya dzakaita sedzevanhu sekutyorwa kwemutemo, zvinoda kuti murambe murimo mugemu macho imomo muchitambawo bhora racho. Zvino tikada kuti tava kuda kubvisana mumugemu, hatina kwatinosvika, uyezve hatigoni kuzochinja mutambo wacho pamberi apa. Saka ndanga tichida kukurudzira
kuti vese mapato maviraya ari kupokanaya ngaatarise kuti chakanakira nyika ndechipi, chakanakira zvatiri kuda isusu ndechipi, nokuti mukada kuti tina kubudirira pane zvatinoda nhasi isu pasina mumwe munogona kutadza. Ngatishandei chiro, tikasabudirira nhasi vamakupe vakasawana zvavanoda nhasi, ngavataisi ramangwana vavhuke chamisa vakasawana zvese zvavanoda nhasi, ngavataisi ramangwana kuti aiwaka zvatatadza kwirirana panguva inoi. Ngatitarisa kuti tikambojamba tikasvika apo tava papapo togona here kuzotarisa kumashure togadzirisa pai patanga takatadza.
Okay, Dr. Sanda, tinokutendai chaizvo nemashoko enyu. Dr. Sanda has determined that these two people must unite to avoid a disaster, and they must come together quickly because time is running out. But he also makes the point that anyone who is wronged, even if he's in sport, you don't quit the sport so that you can fix the issue from outside. So he's urging these two, particularly Dr. Kupe, that if she feels that she's wronged, she should not move away. She should stay within and try to get things organized.
Face to them.
Yes.
So Dr. Shanai Masia is in now, I'm told. So Dr. Masia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ah,
so, Dr. Right. Masia, can you tell us, we see that there's this conflict in the MTCT. So, at the end of the day, what are the implications of this kind of friction within the party ahead of the forthcoming elections?
Yes, there is indeed conflict, but this conflict is mainly among the top leaders. And we see it as different from the one that occurred previously when the likes of Welshman Ncube left the party. And you can see this first when you look at the attendances that we see at Dr. Cooper's meetings and those that we see at Advocate Chamisa's meetings. When you see at the individuals or the supporters who go to Advocate Chamisa's meetings, you will see that they are really MDC with their regalia and with their usual songs. But when you look at those that attend Dr. Cooper's meetings, you will realize that it's kind of a different group and does not actually concern itself with the regalia that identifies with the MDC. And this is largely because the support base for Dr. Cooper is not really MDC. It's really a grouping of those who are focusing on gender and you know, women empowerment, who are actually pushing Dr. Cooper to take that direction. It's also those groups of people who are ethnic oriented, like Umthwakazi, republicanism enthusiasts. And these are a section that has not ordinarily been made up of MDC supporters. And therefore, I think in general, the MDC supporters themselves have remained with the leadership of Advocate Chamisa, and the Mother Cooper's departure may not have much impact on the party itself. And also looking at the structures of the party, they have remained intact. Even in Bulawayo, where we are saying Dr. Cooper has support, you realize that the provincial leadership and the districts have remained intact. Even the provincial chair, Leader Banda, the provincial youth chair, Amlandu, and others, they have remained with the structures and have rejected Dr. Cooper. So the impact in terms of that split is very minimal, except that maybe to an extent the media frenzy may seem to be you know, kind of blowing the issue. But otherwise, Dr. Cooper is leaving the MDC and is leaving without the supporters.
Thank you very much. We'll go back to Mr. Tube, but at the moment, uti starteke umlaleli oyeto konekto wendapa, uba wu Brighton Nyati. Baba Nyati, unjani?
Aishi nyapila baba ninja.
Isi nyapila wakulu. Uti kaka asibili uchayo kuzweli. Tukubeka kona.
Okay, ngiyabonga kahle ngithi mele ithese phezulu ngeke ngavula ku studio phone ningezwe akukhona izinto ezilabe NBC
TV. Yes, kuma ngikona ukusibela ingxaba ngqoza ekubandlaleleli nje uma kube sithi hayi ngiyobona nisokwanele sokumele dose siyale ajike nje ke lujabuza laye edose siyale.
Hayi, akulandi engakhuluma kakhulu into engayithuka kakhulu abantwana nibeze amabhoyi bonke abalele iSGF 75 ni time. Kuthi isikhathi sethu esokuthi sizikhethele into enhle izolo kanye sebhenqo. Silokuba uchamisa ebekulabantu ade kubaningi kakhulu okunokungenzi oleqiniso lokuthi wabumba i-NDC
on-1999.
Indlela lapho esiya khona lapho esazela khona uyayazi. Okwakhuma mkhuphe singamkhathaza thi-chain enjalo ngokunye amabakhe ngokuthi khathesi kulokunengesi kubambe amafoni nokushitshine ukuthi asebenzela ama-opposition party against like 2008. And yabona. So mina ngilindebele elipheleleyo kodwa ngiyakwazi umumo welizwe, ngiyakwazi umumo wepolitics. Umama ukhuphe usetshenzisiwe uzagaya phambili sekuthike umbuso ngama-election layisisiya kuwo. Mina ngithi bantwana bezimabhe lonke ama-youth njengami lonke abadala siyalithanda lami kakhulu asibambane nini kungabe lobudlwangudlwangu esihamba lochamisa sambeni lochamisa sengena embuthweni uchamisa nguyudoshuwa wekhokheni bezitshelwa ngumosisi yinto enkutshela abantwana bezithi khathesi kuyatholakala ukhuphe ngumeri yamaphepha batholakala. So ngiyacela abantwana bezikhuphe kangithethisi kangithini ngumama wethu sisebenze laye for long time. Ngiyabona.
Yeah.
So ukuphambanisa kwaphambanisa uzazuza yedwa esephambili ukuthi lokho asokwenza uzakukwanisa yini na sesinqobile thina ngokuthi babuchamisa izolo ukukhuluma seyaseya phambi kwabantu ama-thousand nama-thousand abantu ukuthi sesiwinile kudala ngendaba zosekelo labantu abaningi edivesephathini abangama-opposition party lakho abezalo phepha ubonke kunakhashe basket edesilabo izolo. Angiyabona. So lapho esiyakhona kusobala ukuthi uchamisa sesiwine kudala seyaseya abantu lozidolonke ekhululekanini izimbabwe siphendule abayizimbabwe entsha.
Ye baba kolapho Nyati. Ye baba kolapho Nyati ungayikatshazi baba kolapho.
Okay.
So Nyati says he attended the rally that was addressed by Chamisa yesterday. And he says he is happy with what he had and Chamisa was promising that already they've won the election. So people of Zimbabwe wait for a good future. So he says everybody must vote for Chamisa. And he says there's a brighter future ahead of every Zimbabwean. So he says, as for Miss Kupe, don't trouble her. Just let her do whatever she wants without being disturbed. So I don't know whether we can immediately go to Mr. Witness Dube to actually respond very quickly because there are two other guys that are waiting on the sidelines.
Yes.
Or first, maybe you read that message.
This message seems to have gone away now. But there is another one from Sheik Opa. Who says that how can Kupe claim to be protecting Tsvangirai's legacy when she is disrespected, when she has disrespected his vision? He doesn't follow that up to explain why he says that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is giving kudos to Dr. Svanda, saying that Zimbabwe needs you, a very bright man.
Mm.
So that's one.
Or maybe Dr. Svanda is going to form his own party, so we don't know.
I hope not. We have enough of them right now.
Yeah, so there's even Joseph Svanda sent us a message on Facebook, that is Ndebele VOA. So remember, we've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Those are our three Facebook pages. So follow us and always be there to share views that you wish to share with us. And then Joseph Spanda says, in other words, they are splitting the MTC vote. So let's go first to Mr. Witness Dube. Mr. Dube, you had the last caller, Ubaba Brighton Nyati. Uthi lokho okwenzakalayo ukuchamisa ngale kulempilo ngapha kumakhuphe uthi hayi lingamphambanisi uzaphela abone la. Ngicela umpendule very briefly ngaphana ngonike 1 minute or 5 kanye 1 minute.
Umbono wakhe la ubaba uNyathi kodwa
kumele ukuthi abantu bangaluzi ukuthi indaba le imalana ngani, indaba le imalana nge-constitutionalism, imalana nge-democracy, imalana nge-non-violence, imalana nge-non-segregation, imalana nge-leadership that is an alternative to the ZANU-PF government. Tuko wakuluma ke umunye lapho ukuthi lama chairman abobulawayo asupport uChamisa lama leaders lawa 2011 with a similar situation, 2013 sorry with a similar situation ubaba uTendai Biti wayesupportwa ngama chairman phose wonke ngaphandle kwaphini yobulenga weMarch East evukelana nobaba uTsvangirai wabathatha abangu 11 bonke wahamba nabo, kodwa namhlanje waphenduka engelamuntu engafela muntu ngoba abantu balandela i-ideal abayibona ukuthi yiyo ezabasa empilweni. Okwama-numbers egweru okunyanti sikubonile ukuthi kuya sokukhanya kulama-roll athwala izinkomo isemaralini, kukhanya kulabantu ababhoda everywhere, kukhanya namhla njalo emanyuziphepheni kuphuma itikitsha yemarondera ka-2013 sengathi yinto ezenzakala izolo.
Go
wrong about trying to use ama-rallies as a measure of
popularity. Yes, ukubambe khonapho Dube, 1 minute sitshayile. Dr. Spanda, constitutionalism is an issue here. How best can they address that?
I think that you need now to, you know, the constitution is as good as its people, and the people that must respect it, that must live by it. I think that while constitutionalism is an issue, and I applaud the Cooper wing of the party for pushing that that issue forward, and I think that they should always stand by principle and they should go forward. But I urge them to take one step further and say, what is it that we can do to make sure that into posterity issues of constitutionalism are allowed? And I think that they can allow to exist. And I think that they can only achieve that by making sure that they remain in the game, they play the game. You change the world not by deserting the world or acting as if the world is already perfect. You change the world starting from its imperfect position. And I think that they should think seriously about that.
Thank you. Yes.
Issues of numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, just thank you. Let's go to Dr.
Dr. Masia, mungati pao mashukenji mashumanano kukupetisira less than a minute.
Yeah, ini mbiliki mzawano te aura wa mwari kiti anzi wana maikupe waka mirane constitution. Chine itikandeche kuti constitution ye MDC kubapa ya kachi nchwapa ni ya 2011, ni ya 2014 has been ambiguous. Saka wana bacha misao na iwe wani kutaura the same constitution ya irikunzi nana maikupe weta kamira nayo. Saka I don't think it is a valid point kuti inya ye constitution. Inya ye kuda maskumba aitwa ne top leadership. And I think they have gone astray in this case.
I'm sure they have gone astray in this case. Mnore wa wese rekala utumechete.
Apatilikurewa wana maikupe because mkatarisa wa banova tele ravacho they are not from the constituency ya MDC ya tili kuona ili kunawa chamisa shiripa chena.
Thank you very much. So before we go now, I think time is almost up.
Yes.
So let's vote on one thing. Should the MDC T factions get together? We'll start with you, Dube. Yes or no? Only that. Yes? No? Dube?
I'll abstain from this vote.
Dr. Spanda, okay, let's get to Dr. Spanda. Should they get back together? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then Dr. Masia?
No.
And then Baba Nyati, you correct me? Baba Yelelane, kumbe benga Yelelane. Yes or no?
Anizwa.
Baba Yelelane, abantu laba kumbe achi. What is yebo kumbe hayi? No, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. No, sorry, guys. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Witness Dube, who is an advisor to MTCT Vice President Thokozani Kope. We also thank Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, a political analyst based at Huddersfield University, and Dr. Shanai Masia, a professor of government and public management based in South Africa. Setting office keeps Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye bye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande, hoping that you'll join us again next time for another interesting discussion over issues affecting our country. Good night, and you take care. Bye bye.